Chapter 1. The pen could not have moved any faster across Rebecca's notebook. She kept scribbling away. She was sitting at her usual lunch table. She had it reserved since the first grade. She was watching the new cook in the cafeteria, who was limping as she walked between the tables. It was Rebecca's third day as a fourth grader, and already she felt much smarter. Especially since she was the only one to discover that the new lunch lady was a zombie. There was no question about it. Rebecca scribbled another note as the cook walked the line of food. She moved very slowly. Whenever she walked, she stumbled a little. At one point, she almost lost her balance and let out a long, low groan. Rebecca added to her notebook, "Walks like a zombie. Groans like a zombie." She tapped her pen lightly as the other students around her happily ate their meals. Rebecca hadn't touched her food. Her stomach was churning over the idea of the lunch lady being a zombie. The only thing she couldn't figure out was why would a zombie want to work in a school cafeteria? What could she be after? Maybe she was hiding out and trying to blend in. Or maybe she was out for something tasty that wasn't on the lunch menu. Like brains. What better brains could there be than brains of kids in school? They were active and growing kids walking from classroom to classroom. She imagined they would have to be pretty tasty to zombies. Brains? Rebecca scribbled down in her notebook.
Brains?
Mouse asked as he sat down beside her with a frown.
What is that supposed to mean?
Rebecca glanced up at her best friend and narrowed her eyes. Out of the top pocket of Mouse's shirt, a little white mouse stuck out its tiny pink nose.
Nothing,
she said, and wrapped her arm around the notebook. She didn't want him to see.
What is it?
He asked more firmly.
Let me see.
He tugged at her arm and tried to catch a glimpse of what she had written.
Fine.
Rebecca said, and pushed the notebook toward him with a huff. As Mouse read over her notes, his eyes got wider and wider. Rebecca continued to tap the pen, this time on the table. She watched as the woman walked back toward the kitchen. Mouse looked up at the woman she was watching and shook his head.